The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Pensacola Opera.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you may have guessed it, it's time for the Pensacola Opera. So excited to have Cody Martin here with us this morning. He is the music director and conductor. And you may have recognized that little tune. Pagliacci?
Pagliacci, yep.
Pagliacci.
Yeah.
I got to do this.
Just pretend you're really Italian. Yeah.
Pagliacci. Yeah. Okay. Coming up, the next opera, I was so pleased. Saw Marriage of Figaro. Thoroughly enjoyed it. It was beautifully done. I was telling him off the mic here that the direction was so much fun and really brought out a lot of the humor in the opera.
Yeah, that was very lighthearted and humorous. And as you could tell by that music in the intro, this will be a little more on the dramatic side.
This sounds like this might be a totally different experience.
Yeah, it's going to be definitely a little different, but also it's so incredible and it's so dramatic. And I mean, it goes quickly, too. It's a short opera. It'll be under 2 hours altogether.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. We have an intermission, too?
Yep, we'll have an intermission.
Well, if you haven't seen the Pensacola Opera, typically they perform at the Sanger Theater, mm-hmm. and it's just a wonderful experience. You can go on a matinee and have brunch, or you could go to dinner and make it an evening of opera and music. And they have, if it's an Italian opera, they have the subtitles so you know what's going on. And it's just a whole, if you've never done it, don't be intimidated. I mean, I had not gone in many, many years. And when I was much older, went to my first opera and just went, oh my gosh, what have I been missing? It really is a wonderful experience.
The super titles, since you mentioned that, the super titles really add so much to any production, but especially something like this where it's so realistic and dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
And the super titles we're using were actually written by our stage director, John Humes, and he writes them very naturalistic. And it's like you're watching a movie. I mean, the subtitles of a movie, it's that same sort of thing. So you can really follow along with exactly what they're saying and mm-hmm. exactly what they're meaning.
Oh yeah, it's very soap opera.
Yes.
You have to pay attention to what's happening because it's always intriguing with the different songs and what they mean and how they forward the plot, and it's sort of like a musical on steroids.
Absolutely. That's a great way to describe any opera.
It's so true. But this particular one, who is the composer for this?
So the composer and the librettist was Leon Cavallo, mm-hmm. an Italian composer, and he wrote his own libretto. And actually, the reason he did that is because this is supposedly based off of a true story. His father was a judge and presided over this case where a traveling group of performers and one of the performers killed his wife.
Oh, okay.
And so it's kind of based off of supposedly a true story.
Mm-hmm.
And so Leon Cavallo knew the whole story. And so he wrote all the words in addition to the music. Which
so that was a libretto.
Pretty rare,
means
yeah.
He wrote the lyrics.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of unusual, isn't it?
It's very unusual. Yeah. Most operas are written by two people.
Mm-hmm.
One person writes the music, one person writes the text.
But interesting.
This one, it's all Leon Cavallo.
Okay. So this particular opera, where is it set? The time period, that kind of thing, the costumes. And also I need to mention that your performers are professionals.
Oh, yes. All of our performers are professionals. The chorus is volunteer, but everybody else is professionals. The setting of this piece, so it was written in, it premiered in 1892 or 1896, one of those. And so it's kind of set just kind of around that time period, you know, late 19th century. But it's not very specific where it is.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of imagine it's going to be in some small town where this little touring troupe would be coming to.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking in rehearsals about towns around here we could think of. We might think of like Jay. It's like,
you know, it's
one of those small towns where this troupe just happens to be coming through.
They're traveling through.
Yes.
Okay. A little gypsy-esque.
Yes.
Okay.
A little bit.
That sounds like fun. So then this starts when they get to the town.
Yeah, so they come into this town and they're preparing for a show, and there's a lot of drama because Canio, the main character, the tenor,
mm-hmm.
His wife, Nedda, is having an affair with this younger guy named Silvio. Uh-oh. And so eventually he comes to discover that, and that's where all the drama unfolds. Mm-hmm. And eventually later on, during when they're doing their play, their performance, real life and the drama on stage just start to kind of meld together, and it ends up very tragic for her.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
An opera with a tragic ending.
Jealousy, love triangles, murder, we've got all of it.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, that music that we played, because you had sent that to me, which I really appreciate, I recognized that immediately. Now, I'm not an opera expert by any means, but it's funny because we don't realize how often operatic music is used in advertising for football games. I mean, for all kinds of things across the board. So what is that, Pete? What's the name of that?
Yeah,
what
so is that is from? The aria from the end of Act One. The aria mm-hmm. is called Vesti la Giubba, and Canio sings it. Vesti la Giubba means put on the costume. Mm-hmm. And so he's singing this, talking about how he has to keep putting the costume and the clown makeup on, and he has to make people laugh kind of no matter what's happening to him. That's his job, is to make mm-hmm. people laugh, mm-hmm. even though he's crying. And so that line that we played at the beginning, that's actually the very end of the opera. The orchestra plays, kind of quotes that aria at the end. But the words that he says there, he says, ridi pagliaccio, like laugh, laugh pagliaccio. You have to laugh, even though your heart is breaking.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. And like and you said,
and you feel it in the music.
Right, yeah. Like you said, though, it's become just this stereotypical just like example of dramatic opera singing.
Mm-hmm.
So you hear it in commercials
yes.
when they're trying to make something look dramatic. One example I think of, which is kind of random, a lot of people may not have seen this show. There was a really funny show on Netflix called Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. And one of the characters on that show, Titus Andromedon, he's kind of like over-the-top eccentric.
Well, there's Titus Andromachus in Shakespeare.
Right.
Yes.
And it's a playoff of that. Yeah, but
okay,
his name is
checking.
Titus Andromedon. And there's some scene, I can't remember what's going on, but he has to sing classically, and he sings that.
Oh, perfect.
He just sings that phrase of that aria. So.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
So it's so fun because you don't realize when you go to the opera, sometimes you'll recognize the mm-hmm. music. You'll have, oh my gosh, I've heard that before, but you didn't know where it was from. But to see it and hear it in the context of the whole show, that's what I love about it. And the fact that the shows are so professional and so good. And I love seeing my friends on stage, because being a theater person myself and being involved with PLT and some of the other companies in town, so many people are just so talented here.
Yeah.
I personally am not a singer, so I know better than to audition, unless you need like a sword carrier or something. But some of my friends have fabulous voices, and to see them performing and like recently in Marriage of Figaro, it's just wonderful to see. It's wonderful that you do that, that you bring the community into the shows.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things about the productions here is the chorus. And they're also enthusiastic, and they're volunteering their time. You mm-hmm. know, it's a lot of time.
They don't get
a
paid,
lot of work.
Right?
They don't get paid. But they get the experience of being on stage and wearing the costumes and the wigs and being a part of the action. And in a show like this, I mean, Saturday we had our first rehearsal with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So the cast is pretty small. It's only 5 people. But then the chorus, we've got 32.
Whoa.
We have some
that's
of
a
the,
lot.
We have 10 kids from the children's chorus.
Oh, my goodness.
We have 2 dancers, and we have 5 supernumeraries, you know, like actors.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, what is that total to? Around 60-ish?
Oh my goodness.
And they were all just in our rehearsal hall. If you go to our Facebook page, there's pictures of that rehearsal.
Yes, it's not very big.
And yes, so it was, but it's so much energy. And it's mm-hmm. so exciting. And then you add, you know, I think I have 31 people in the pit. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of people. And then everybody backstage.
And your title as music director and conductor, you're coordinating all of this.
Trying to, yes.
Well, like I said, Marriage of Figaro was a beautiful production, and so many things that I saw in it that I had not seen in it before. And that's what's always fun when you have someone like you who's young, creative, enthusiastic, because your passion shows through just with the way you talk about it. And to then involve the community. I think it's wonderful that Children's Chorus is participating. What a great experience.
Yeah, we love anytime we get to have them, because they're always, it's so funny. They're, you know, they're all, these are older members of the children's chorus. I think they're all like early high school age.
Uh-huh.
But they're just always so professional.
Right.
They learn their music so well, and they come to our rehearsals, and they're ready to go, and they're ready to do whatever they need to do on stage. And It's always so much fun to have them with us.
So this morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Cody Martin, who is the music director and conductor for the Pensacola Opera. 850-437-1620. If you have a question, we're talking about Pagliacci, the next opera coming up March 14th and 15th. And we do have some tickets to give away.
Great.
So I'll let you come up with a question, and then we'll put the number out there, and maybe do the third text in.
Come up with a question. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is easy. Yes.
Okay.
So have people text what the translation of the word Pagliacci is.
Oh, I don't know if that's easy, but okay, we'll give it a shot. What is the translation of the word Pagliacci? You can Google it quick enough.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm just saying.
Just helping you. 850-437-1620. We'll take the third text, and you'll win two tickets to go see Pagliacci, which is on March 14th and 15th. And we'll be giving more pairs of tickets away in the next couple weeks right here on News Radio 92.3. So we have for Friday night, I believe, and one pair for Sunday afternoon. But we'll go with the two. So,
great.
All right. So, Cody, you have probably... Tell us a little bit about yourself. How many operas have you directed over the years in your career?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to put him on the spot.
If I had to count, I've probably done about 20 by now.
Okay. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, my favorite opera is Rusalka. It's a Czech opera.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
By Dvořák, mm-hmm. Czech composer.
Yes.
It's based on the same fairy tale as The Little Mermaid.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's much darker, though. It's
shocker.
There's no flounder. There's no
right. Okay.
It's really a great opera. It's so there's one really famous aria for soprano, the Song to the Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, most people might not know any of the music, but I've done it twice and it's one of my favorites.
Oh, wonderful! And then with this opera, I would suspect that there might be a favorite scene, a favorite song, a favorite moment. Do you have that in this one?
Favorite moment. I mean, the whole thing is just so good. You can't. It really gets good at the end,
mm-hmm.
when everything starts to come to a head and Canio starts getting more and more enraged, and he has this great moment, his final aria, where they're in the middle of the play, and
right.
real life kind of starts to infect what's going on, and his wife Nedda tries to kind of snap him out of it, and he says, "Come on, you're a clown, be a clown," and he has this great aria where he's just, "No, I'm not a clown," and then he sings about it, all everything that's gone wrong for him, and how real life is so messy. And
oh, that sounds like a pivotal moment in the play.
Yeah, and that's what leads to, the stabbing that does happen.
All right. So text in this morning. We're not doing phone calls right now, but if you could text in at 850-437-1620, what is the meaning of the word Pagliacci? And we've got two tickets to go see the Pensacola Opera performance coming up on the weekend of March 14th and 15th. So get those texts coming in, and then we'll pick a winner.
It's actually 14th and 16th.
Oh, I'm sorry. 14th. So it's Friday and Sunday.
Friday and Sunday.
I knew that. Friday and Sunday. Yes, of course. And if someone is does not win the tickets today and wants to get tickets, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, you can go to our website, PensacolaOpera.com, and you'll see all the details there. They're available through Ticketmaster. You can save a little bit on the Ticketmaster fees by calling the office directly.
Okay.
It's 850-433-6737.
All right.
Or you can just stop by and say, "I want to get some tickets."
Just stop by. Okay. Then you go right to the box office.
Yep.
Okay. So texts are slow coming in. So this might be a tough question. So do we want to give them a hint?
Yeah.
What's a good hint?
It is what these actors are playing. So what is Canio playing in the show?
Does it start with a C?
Yes.
L?
Yes.
Okay. I almost gave you the answer. No excuses now. If you want tickets to the Pensacola Opera to see Pagliacci, 850-437-1620. Text in right now because we've got two tickets to give away for you. All right. In the meantime, while we're waiting for those texts to come in, tell me a little bit more about what it's like to be here in Pensacola and to be doing this as a career and a passion.
It's great. The arts scene in Pensacola is so rewarding and it's so collaborative. Just as we were talking, this production alone, we've got the volunteers from the community in the chorus. We've got the artists who come to us from all around the country, and they join our community for their 3 weeks that they're in town and become part of it. We've got the 30 or so players in the orchestra, and I love collaborating with them every chance I get. They're so wonderful to work with, and they play so well. And we had our first orchestra read on Sunday, and it was, they're such professionals. Our, mm-hmm. Even at the first reading, you know, they make all these adjustments on the fly, and it's, you know, because we don't have that much time with them. So,
no, you don't.
Yeah. So, but working with them is easy because they adjust and adapt so quickly. To this is a weird opera. This is, you know, in Mozart, the music kind of starts and it goes.
Right. What's different about this one?
In Pagliacci, it's, you know, there's stretching. There's, it slows down here. You got to hold this note because they have a high note. It's a lot of stuff like that where it's a lot harder for the orchestra. And but they're so good at picking it all up and taking the notes in their score and writing it in this
so
they remember.
Yes, yes, yeah. Of course. So with Pagliacci, do you have that the actors that come in or the professional singers that come in, do they have it all learned? They learn everything ahead of time before they get here?
Yes, they learn their parts ahead of time.
Wow.
In this opera, the singer playing Nedda, she has done her role before, but I think everyone else is their first time doing their roles.
Oh, no
so
kidding.
They all,
that's exciting.
Yeah, so they all learned them, learned their parts before they got here, and then we put it together.
Excellent. Okay. So we're still getting some texts in here. We've had a couple of wrong answers, but we've got a couple of right ones in here where we're looking for number three. So here we go. The question is, what is the meaning of Pagliacci? Text that in at 850-437-1620. And when you do text in, be sure to text in your name and your email along with it. All right. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Cody Martin, who is the musical director and conductor for the Pensacola Opera, as we talk about the upcoming show, which will be on the weekend of March 14th, Friday night, and 16th on Sunday at the Sanger Theater. And you can still get tickets, of course, for the show. And again, where can folks get tickets?
Yeah, you can go to our website, PensacolaOpera.com, or you can give us a call at 850-433-6737.
Okay.
It's going to be a great production. You know, there's like you were mentioning earlier, there's things to go around the production besides just coming to the show. So if you come on Friday night, you can also get a ticket to our Meet the Artist reception, which is upstairs in the theater after the performance.
Yes.
And you can, you know, there's dinner and drinks, and you can meet the cast and mingle with everybody. If you come on Sunday, we have the Jackson's brunch, which might be sold out already. I know it sells out quickly, but you can call and ask if we still have any seats for that. That's great because you go to the brunch at 11:45, and then you can walk right a couple blocks down the road to see the show at 2 o'clock. Also, at both performances, I always do a pre-show talk.
That's right. And I was at the one from Figaro.
Oh, great.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Talk about that, because so, that's really, especially if you don't know about opera, or maybe this one you've never seen before.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
So it's an hour before the performance. So Friday it'll be at 6:30 and Sunday it'll be at 1 o'clock. And it's, you know, if you have a ticket, it's free. You just show up a little early. And it's just, you know, I go through kind of who the composer was, how this piece came to be written, a little bit about the plot, the story, and some musical things to listen to. Mm-hmm. I always like to play examples. And I always like to tell people, you know, after I finish, you know, now you're going to be the most informed audience members in the theater tonight. So
there you go. That's excellent.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
So it's, you know, and it's good. And that way you don't have to, you know, because we have the synopsis in your program book, mm-hmm. but if you don't feel like reading the synopsis, I'll talk through it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Which is nice because I like to experience it.
Yeah.
So that's always good.
And something cool about this show, so our director is really leaning into the idea of art and life and what is real and what is not real.
Mm-hmm.
So in this production, we're not using the main curtain at all.
Oh,
so
that is interesting.
The curtain will never come in. Or go out.
Oh, that is interesting.
So even, you know, I got to actually talk to the theater and see how this is going to work. During my talk, you know, there will be people on stage, crew members sweeping.
Setting
and moving
up.
Moving set pieces and whatever. During the intermission, you're going to see them changing the set and getting ready for act two. So you can just hang out in the theater and watch that if you want.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, that's one really cool thing about this is that there's no curtain. So you'll see everything. And real life will blend into what's on stage.
Well, what's interesting about any kind of a play, a musical, or opera, you can, even though it may be written in a certain time, you can select as a director what setting you want. I mean, I've seen Carmen done like West Side Story.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I've seen it done in all different kinds of things. So you can actually direct in the sets and the costumes. So what kind of, can you give us a preview without giving away too much of the setting that you've set for this particular show?
This is a pretty
show.
Traditional production.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll look, you know, the set looks like, you know, like I was saying, late 19th century European town. pretty nondescript. So it'll be pretty traditional. The costumes are going to be really great. They are built by Wardrobe Witchery and our designer, Glenn Breed, who is right here in town. And his costumes are always incredible. If you came to Figaro, those costumes were amazing.
Yes,
and
they were.
Yeah, those were all
really
new
were.
Costumes. And they were so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, wonderful hair and makeup by our designer, Brittany Rapizzi. She always does such a great job. And she loves using color, which I love. So, you know, you can always, there's always going to be at least one person with at least red hair. Or if it's, you know, Figaro was a little bit, there was somebody with yellow hair, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I always love to see what she does.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
That's really great. But it was really wonderful.
Yeah, but this will be more on the traditional side and very just like realistic and kind of dramatic, focused on the drama, really, and focused on the people, the characters, and seeing how we can relate to them on stage.
All right. Looks like we have a winner. And the winner this morning, the answer was...
Clowns.
Clown, yes. Okay. So we do have a winner. Actually, we have two winners. We have Bruce Herman, who, so now you have two tickets to go, and we'll get in touch with you. I'll send you an email about that. And then we have another one. I'm waiting on their name, but it's the number is ends in 3833. So I sent you a text because I definitely need your name so we can get these tickets to you.
All
but
right.
Bruce Herman also won tickets, so we had some tickets to give away this morning. So congratulations. You'll be able to see Pagliacci, which will be at the Sanger Theater the weekend of March 14th and 16th, mm-hmm. Friday and Sunday. So this is exciting. I so appreciate you coming and kind of giving us the insider's view, because I don't know if people realize all that goes into a production. How long are you rehearsing for this?
Yeah, it's a lot of work. So like we mentioned, the singers learn their parts before we all get together. We get together usually about 3 weeks before we open. So this one was actually a little shorter because it's such a short opera. So mm-hmm. we started rehearsing last Wednesday.
Okay, that's not very long.
Yeah, so we rehearsed a week and a half in the room, and then next week we go into the theater for a couple of nights, and then it's time for the shows.
Oh, so my gosh.
It comes together quickly.
I'm so used to being in plays where we're rehearsing for a month.
Yeah.
4 to 6 weeks. Actors, I guess, take a little
that's
more
luxurious.
To emote.
Yeah.
It takes a little more to put it together.
Well, and also it makes a difference because if you're doing like community theater, usually those rehearsals are only in the evenings because people are working during the day. But since this is everybody's job, you know, we rehearse all day long.
So. Okay. So our other winner did text me back, and it's Jerry Johnson. So congratulations,
oh,
Jerry.
Great.
So Jerry won the tickets. So we had Bruce Herman and Jerry Johnson both won tickets to see the opera, which will be the performance of Pagliacci, which is coming up on March 14th and 16th. And again, where can folks get the tickets, and how much are they typically?
Yeah, I'm starting at $31 is the lowest price level. We also have discounts for military and students. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's military students. Yes. And so you can get them even cheaper. And that's PensacolaOpera.com, or you can give us a call at 433-6737.
All right. Thank you so much, Cody, for coming in and spending time on Pep Talk this morning. We've been talking with Cody Martin, music director and conductor for the Pensacola Opera upcoming production of Pagliacci, which will be on March 14th and 16th. One more time with that website.
PensacolaOpera.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Cody. Can't wait to
thank
see
you.
The show.
Thank you.